Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I'm ready. Put me
me on. I'm ready. Ready, bud. Let's go. Let's go. I'm live already. Okay. Oh. Get up. Come on, y'all. Get up. Get up. Here we go. Come on, y'all. You might be at work, but you can still sit there and jam. I'm with it. I'll do it for you. Come on, y'all. I'm jacked up today. Here we go. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live on blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here, right? This is your show, guys. This is your show. I just host the show. So I'd like for you guys to call in at any time, whenever you want. It doesn't matter. Call into the show and give me your opinion. Now, a lot of people say, Frank, you know, I don't agree with you on this. I don't agree with you on that, and this and that. Well, fine. But to make the show even more interesting, you guys can call into the show and tell me that, and let's talk about it. Hey, I don't have all the answers. I'll never tell you that. I just give you my opinion, okay? I just give you my opinion, and I keep it, what, 100%, right? I'll tell you guys, you know, my story, the way that I do things or the way that I see things, yada, yada, right? So let's get going here. Let's see. Today's word of the day, since I'm talking about joint bank accounts, let's look up. Let's find out what joint means. And I'm not talking about the pot-smoking joints, okay? And a joint is a point at which parts of an artificial structure are joined. A structure in the human or animal body at which two parts of the skeleton are fitted together. I'm looking in the dictionary. I'm finding this off the dictionary, okay? Now, what I'm talking about today is the adjective part of joint. Joint as an adjective means shared, held, or made by two or more people, parties, or organizations together. That's what joint means. Joint as an adjective means shared, held, or made by two or more people, parties, or organizations together. Now I know that people can hold the joint together. You know, they share the joint, they hold it together, you know. But that's not what I'm talking about, guys. Today's show is entitled, Joint Accounts, Good or Bad Idea. And the reason I wanted to do this is because yesterday I talked about, people being together and the spouse or his significant other, and how to manage bank accounts, and watching your bank accounts, watching your cable accounts, watching your, you know, water bill, everything, your credit card bills. You got to watch that stuff and make sure that things are right. And if it's not, if it's something that you don't agree with, then you need to make a phone call and find out what's going on and see why that charge is on my bill. And if it's not supposed to be there, then I expect for you guys to take it off. 818-301-5834. Today's show is entitled Joint Accounts. Is it a good or bad idea? Now, like I said, I just wanted to shed some light on this because, you know, people have different ideas about commingling funds with their spouse. People have different ideas about commingling funds with their significant other. And here's the deal. And, again, this is my opinion, and I'm telling you guys how I feel about this. So, you know, if you want to comment, call in and comment on the show, all right? Don't get behind a computer and send me this email or, get on your phone and send me a text and tell me you don't agree with what I'm saying. But, so, that doesn't matter, right? Joint accounts. Now, with me, the way that I did things or the way that I do things now, but let's go back, okay? When I first got engaged to my wife, we moved in together, and we were living in a townhouse. And so the way we decided to do it, and we decided it together, the way we decided to do it was to we both had our own accounts when we moved together, right? So when we did move together, this before we were married, when we did move together, we opened up a joint account. All right? So that's an account with my name and her name on it. So she could access it and I could access it. All right? So we figured out what our monthly bills are with rent, you know, gas and utility, all that stuff. We figured out what our monthly expenses are, and we cut it down the middle. Okay? So each payday, you cut a check from your account and put it in the bank, and I cut the same check from my account and put it in that joint account, right? And we pay bills out of that joint account, right? And if we needed something, if I wanted to buy her something, I could buy it from my account. If she wanted to buy me something, she'd buy it from her account. If I wanted something, you know, outside of the bills and things, that's where I get it, from my account. Right? So, and that worked for me. That might be something different for you. You may have a different idea about having a joint account. Okay? Now, I talked to another friend, and he doesn't have a joint account. He's got his account. She's got her account. He said, I'm the man, so I pay the house note, and, you know, and we just split the other bills. I give her some bills. I got some bills. You know, that's fine. Okay? If that's the way you like to do it, that's fine. Okay? But I found out that over the years that, the way I've done it, that works for me. And if you do it the way that I do it, or if the way that this other guy does it, that's fine. That works for you, right? The number one cause of divorce in the United States is money, finances, right? That's the number one cause of divorce in the United States, okay? So I think that when you start to have separation within your relationship, it also starts at money. okay? It starts at money. So let's say, for instance, you think that your husband is going out and dating another woman, all right? So you think that. So you start to thinking, how do I get out of this? And so the first thing you start thinking about is, I gotta take my stuff. I gotta take my stuff. So you got your own account. You move out and you take your stuff, right? No joint account, right? To bust up. No joint account. You take your stuff. So if you do have a joint account and you take your stuff, you still don't have anything sitting there that he could take. And the first thing you think about is him taking your money. But it's a joint account where you only put in there the bills that are due each month. Okay? So no big deal. You still got your account and you're gone. So that's no different in having two accounts separately. I got my account, you got your account. If you have a joint account that's sitting in the middle and you're only putting bill money in there, that's the same thing. Y'all with me? That's the same thing. But I couldn't get them to understand that that's the same thing. Nah, Frank, it ain't the same thing, because we got a joint account. She can go in there and rip all the money out of there. Yeah, that's right. But she's not taking all the money. She's just taking that bill money. All right, you still got your money sitting in your account that she doesn't have access to. Now, if you guys have one joint account where all the money's sitting there, she's got access to it and you've got access to it, then, oh, yeah, she can rip all the money out of there and take off and leave you with nothing, right? So that may be your idea. That's an idea you may think about, is that, you know, I don't want her messing with my money and she don't want me messing with her money. That's fine. But in order to simplify things and make things simple, why not have a joint account that you guys pay your bills out of every month? And you put your money in there as part of the bills, and she put her money in there as part of the bills. Okay? That's, I think that just may be the best way to make this stuff happen. That's the best way. And you go in that account and you see that she hadn't put her money in the account, hey, y'all got a problem. She go in the account and see you hadn't put your money in the account, hey. But the big, you know, looking at the big picture here, if you have a joint account and y'all put money in it every month, and someone, not both of you guys, not both of you guys playing in the account and paying bills out of it, but you got to have one person in there that's going to pay the bills each month out of that account. All right? And when things start to screw up, because that happened with me, I was letting my wife pay the bills out of that account. And the next thing you know, I'm starting to see things that weren't being paid on time. So I had to take over that. And now, ever since, for the last 18 years or so, I've been paying the bills every month out of this account. Okay? And things have been going okay. Right? I mean, everybody step up every now and then, but for the most part, things have been going fine. Right? No finance problems. I mean, everyone wants more money. Right? But no finance problems. They're able to pay the bills every month out of demand. Because for some reason, them damn bills don't stop coming to the mailbox. Okay? They don't stop. Well, it's two things we like. We like living indoors, and we like eating. So we got to continue to pay our bills. All right? I tell people that all the time. People talk about, well, I don't really have to be here working. You don't. Why your dumb ass here working? It's because you have to work, dog. Anybody that tell you I don't have to work, they lying to you. The only way you don't have to work is you got enough money sitting out there where you don't have to work. Okay? You got enough money to take care of you every month where you don't have to work. Or your husband does, or your wife does, or whatever, and you don't have to work. But you out there working. You out there working because you have to work. Now, I got a call from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 333. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Just calling, man. I'm calling from noon.
Hey, bud, go ahead. What you coming?
I got a question, man. You said,
all right.
I got a joint account. Y'all split the bill down the middle.
Yes, sir.
Are you a man or are you a little boy?
I'm a grown ass man.
You're a grown ass man.
That's it.
So why would you want to split the bill down the middle with your wife?
Are you married?
No, I'm married.
Huh?
I take care of the house. I asked,
are you married?
Happily married.
Happily married?
Yes, sir.
So she lived there too?
Yes, she stayed with me. What do you mean?
I'm asking a question. She lived there too, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't work?
Yes, she works.
Okay, so why is she working?
What do you mean? To take care of herself.
Why does she go to work every day?
To buy the stuff that she wants. But for the building, I take care of that. I'm the man of the house, so I take care of all that.
So why she work?
I just told you that.
Why don't you tell her to stay home? She
got a car she got to pay for. She take care of my daughter. She got other stuff like she take care of the groceries. But for the bill, I'm the man of the house, so I feel like I'm responsible for the bill of the house.
I thought you were a man. So you sound like to me that you were coming at me saying that I'm the man of the house. I pay everything. Well, if you're the man of the house, you pay everything.
Everything dealing with the house, because it's stuff like that she wanted me, and she go out there and do that for herself. I don't do that for her. I just take care of the house.
Well, that makes you a man because you take care of the house.
Yes, sir.
It does, huh?
Only a little boy, man, ask a woman for help to pay some bills in the house, man. You don't do that, man.
So if your wife left you today, you won't have no food on the table, right? Because she buy all the groceries.
Yeah.
Where the grocery going to come from?
But when I take care of the bill, I still have money left over. So if she decides she want to leave, you know the bill going to come down anyway. The light bill going to come down.
Won't be on telephone. So why she got to pay for groceries?
She wants to buy the groceries. But far as the bill, man, ain't some of that little stuff right there. I think every man should take care of the bills in the house, man.
Okay, so that's what my wife wanted to do. She wanted to pay half of everything. Her name on this house too.
I thought you said you suggested that. Don't you say that further now when you were telling your audience about the whole thing. You said you suggested that, man.
Right. She gotta
Am
have
I wrong?
A stake in this thing too. Yeah, she got to have a stake in this thing, too. Her name not on the house. Her name not on your house.
Yeah, it's on the house.
Okay. But you pay for it every month. So if y'all get a divorce, she going to get half of that you've been paying for every month.
Okay. I don't have no problem with that. That's just a house, man.
Okay.
I same way I got there, I can go ahead and give them another.
Okay.
That's all it is, man.
And that's how you want to pay. That's fine with me, bro.
I can't manage to do that, though. You should, man. You ought to go to your wife and tell your wife, babe, I got the bill. Don't worry
about it. That's just how you feel about it, bro.
Yeah, you right. You right. I don't know, man. I think you ought to do that, though.
You think I ought to do that, huh?
Yeah.
You think I ought to tell her, hey, babe, you take your name out the house. I'll pay for this thing. I'm going to pay for everything.
No, see, I think you're the name of the house, man. You know, just take care of the bill, man.
I do, baby. I write every bill.
You said y'all go half and half, man. Come on, man. If you're going to do it like that, man, at least take the big bill, man. Let her have the little small stuff. If you're going to do it like that.
Hey, she make more money than I do.
It don't even matter about that, man. No, it don't even matter. You can't look at that. You shouldn't look at that like that, man.
That's the way you do your thing.
Okay, in that case, why don't she take the big bill and you get the small one then?
We don't do that. Ain't no need
to do
that.
I know you don't
do
it. But you said
she
make more money, man.
That's right.
I don't understand,
that's
man.
Right.
But, you know, if you've been going through it this long, man, you keep up the good work, man.
That's it. I've been married for 26 years. Don't tell nobody that, man. I done told them. I've been married for 26 years, and everything been going fine all the while.
And you don't feel bad.
How long you been married?
Been married 4 years.
Right.
We've been together about 15 years.
Hey, let's see if you make it 26 years. All right.
I just said we were together for 16, been married for 4. That's 20
yeah,
already.
You
ain't got 6 more years.
You say you've been married for 4 years. Let's see if I've been with mine for about 35 years.
And the way she's going, I feel sorry for her.
I feel sorry for you, bro. Let's see if you make it.
I'll be
26.
Around today to be available for you to see.
Hey, take care, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You, though, and
time,
then you
place.
Know
we'll
for me to say I got to be me.
Hey, Paul, you out there?